We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're happy with Christine Blaschet. She's in the studio. Now, Christine does a lot of snippets. She's done some interviews, too, on CJMQ. So welcome, Christine.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited, too. Now, you talk a lot about running. You're an avid runner. And tell us how you got started in running. How long have you been doing it, too?
Well, actually, when I think back, it's 1998. And it all began when my ex-husband, Bob, wanted to go for that run. And it was like a 30-minute run. And I never really was athletic. Mm-hmm. I was always picked last in basketball, anything but team sports. But I gave in finally, and I did go for that run. But it was very hard because it was huffing and puffing.
Okay.
But I kept at it, and I soon to like it, actually love it. I never stopped running since. And my passion grew, and I ran my first marathon in 1999.
Wow, so it's about a year after, or not quite a year after?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, and your first marathon. And how was it, a 5K or a 10K?
Oh, it was, 26.2 miles in Vancouver,
wow.
Actually. It was my very first marathon. It was so exciting. It was, and little did I know, when I crossed the finish line, Olympian Carrie Nielsen said, "Christine, you qualified for the Boston Marathon." I go,
"Wow,
Boston." Boston Marathon never entered my thoughts.
Right. You're just doing it for the fun of it.
Yes. Just to see how well I would do.
Wow.
Maureen. So.
Okay. And when you started, like, you're in perfect shape now for, you know, because it's radio, but were you overweight or anything? Did you have any health concerns?
No, I didn't have any health concerns, but it was just something that, I mean, I did study jazz dancing, mm-hmm. and I, you know, but never really into sports, you know, and now I just love sports. I love hockey. I just love what running has given to me.
Right.
I owe running a lot.
Good. If somebody wants to get started in running, what should they do? I know that they should probably visit their doctor first if they've been sedentary for a while.
Yes, they should, you know, mm-hmm. doing any exercise, you should see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would start off slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I would we have to learn how to walk before we can run.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
run and walk at first. I'm just giving a general program. But just to, you know, take it easy. I believe in the hard, easy principle.
Mm-hmm.
Hard run, then easy run.
Mm-hmm.
But join a running group or a running club. And do sourcing, you know, find out which clubs are out there,
mm-hmm.
and decide for yourself which group you feel comfortable with. Find a running program online even. But just the key is to be safe and really be patient with your training.
Right. Good advice. Now, you're into a lot of projects too. So would you like to tell us about a few of them?
Yes. Well, I have my own TV show, and guess what it's called? It's all about running, Run With It, and running fitness and health. And I love, you know, what I do, my passion. I also write about running. I teach running. I'm in the media, all media, radio, TV, and print. And I love doing my information snippets and radio interviews for you.
Great. Well, we really appreciate them too. So this all came from your 30-minute run quite a few years ago.
Yes, all started. Little
wow.
did I know, at that time, I would be heading on a journey, and I created a cottage industry. And I believe if you believe in your passion, whatever it is, you will excel. And, you know, it'll help inspire others. It doesn't have to be running.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, you know, swimming, could be sculpting, could be anything. It's your passion. And if you don't like running, walk. You know, there's lots mm-hmm. of events out there you can
passion
walk.
Is so important. Yeah. Great. What events are you running in the future? Do you have?
Oh, yes. The Vancouver Sun Run, and that is a 10K, but you don't have to run it. You can walk it. And it's for all age groups, all levels of abilities,
mm-hmm.
I should say. And then there's the 8K Women's Run.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many runs out there, and you just have to get out there and participate but most of all, have fun.
Sounds great. And I should mention to our listeners that you're originally from the townships, but now you're out in BC.
Yes, I love the townships. I actually went to school here, Champlain College and Bishop's University.
Okay.
Studied mm-hmm. print journalism, and I live in Vancouver now, but I always like to come back because this is my roots.
Great. Well, we're really happy to have you back. Okay. What else would you like to add, Christine?
Well, that if people want to, I mean, I do have a blog.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to check me out, it's
sure.
called Christine Runs or Run With It. And it's on YouTube, my show, Run
okay.
With It.
Okay. So Christine Runs or Run With It on YouTube.
Yes.
Great. And you write for The Record, too, the
yes,
local newspaper?
Yes. Every Friday, I'm in the paper, and I interview, I talk about events and interview people who are inspiring others or making a difference.
Okay. And you teach running, too. How do you teach running? Just being a coach? Or?
Yes. Well, it's actually how I got my start was through the Sun Run, and I became a Sun Run clinic coordinator, and
mm-hmm.
I have my CPR, first
okay.
aid.
Okay.
And I have, and I teach at the university, well, the University of BC, UBC.
Wow, okay.
And I created a run club as well. So mm-hmm. it's just, you know, I just want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like running has, you know, I owe running a lot. So it's my time right now to give back. And that's why I love writing and doing this TV show and teaching running. It's just, it makes me help because they inspire me. The people
right.
who join
mm-hmm.
my clinic, they inspire me
mm-hmm.
to keep going.
Well, that's true. I can understand that. Okay. Have you found that running has changed you mentally too?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's given me a confidence, that confidence, I should say, that you can achieve anything. And that's what I, you know, like to go back. It's finding that passion
mm-hmm.
because that will give you that inspiration and build that confidence that you can do anything. Running is something that's is a common theme in who I am.
Good. And I like running too, something that you can do by yourself, because a lot of people in school don't excel in the team sport. So running is something that
yes.
yeah, you don't need a team for.
Absolutely.
And it's fairly cheap except for good shoes and clothing and that.
You don't have to rely on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, lace up your shoes and away you go.
Now, if somebody wants to get started, do you have any books or any websites or?
Well, actually, they can check out now the Sun Run. It's in Vancouver, but
mm-hmm.
you can check it online. There's like, it is the 13 weeks,
mm-hmm.
learn how to run.
Okay.
Run faster and run and walk.
Okay.
And that's a good program. There's also a book on running, Running Room, actually by John Stanton. He's
mm-hmm.
the founder of the Running Room.
Mm-hmm.
And what else I could think of? There's Catherine Switzer, the running pioneer who ran the Boston Marathon, officially registered for the Boston Marathon in 1967. She has some great books out there called Marathon Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, you know, her story, but it also gives you some ideas on how to run and train. And also she's got a book over women over 40 as well.
Okay. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. I wanted to thank you very much for having me. It feels good to be back.
Oh, thank you very much, too. Your snippets and your interviews are very informative and inspiring.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine. All the best to you.